On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Fabe Fan, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are things over there in Hollywood, California? Los Angeles City Stars.
Not bad. Yep, that's the one.
All right.
Very well, thank you. How are things in...
Very well, thank
New
you.
York,
we're very good. We're a little bit foggy this morning in the old Auckland town. Not smoggy.
Foggy, eh?
Foggy.
Yeah, we get smoggy over here a bit, but not too bad.
Still there, you managed to get away from it all in the cinemas and in front of the telly, you know, don't you?
Yeah, two big films coming out this week in New Zealand that I'd like to mention. One, both of which I've seen. Mark Wahlberg, he's made a bunch of films with the director Peter Berg that are all true stories about American patriots. And that's what I thought I was getting into when I sat down to watch Mile 22, which is their new film. But it's not that at all. It's a fictional story.
It's fictional. Okay, right, yep.
And it's a badass action thriller.
What's it about? What's the premise?
It blew me away, and I really, really, really dug it.
What's the premise?
It's still kind of patriotic, like Patriots Day and Lone Survivor and those other films they've made together, but it's about an ultra-elite American military unit that is escorting an informant 22 miles in an unnamed Southeast Asian country.
All right, okay.
And it's basically just hundreds of bad guys trying to stop them. It's like a big siege, kind of, and it's just kind of a hard-edged movie that I wasn't expecting to be as brutal as it was. It co-stars Iko Uwais, who was in The Raid, and he does a lot of amazing martial arts in this. He's really good at that sort of thing. And it was just cool, yeah. It was a lot more violent than I thought it was going to be. It was just kind of like, oh, this is like how action movies kind of used to be, a bit undeniably fascistic at times, but you get that on the big jobs. And it was cool.
Do you remember a movie that was Al Pacino and Mos Def? And they were, and I'm sure it was Al Pacino. And
Mos Def. Mos Def. 16 Blocks.
Yeah, that's, I thought, I thought it was that sort of deal. But I suppose it's extrapolated
Bruce
into... Bruce Willis was quite a big difference, actually, between Bruce Willis and Al Pacino. But yeah, but that's what I thought when I just sort of skimmed over this movie, but the look of it. But
yeah, not a million miles away from that, but this is a bit more kind of militaristic. It kind of reminded me of the big shootout from the end of Siege, from the end of Heat at times.
Ooh,
and it's a little bit of John Wick as well, and it's like sort of an endless stream of bad guys trying to take on good guys. Dug it. Also out this week is Crazy Rich Asians, which I really, really enjoyed, and made me realize that there kind of hasn't been a nice, cool rom-com in a while, and this is definitely one, and it was a lot of fun.
For everyone?
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun?
Well, no, I'm just thinking, like, some people are going to look at the title alone and go, oh, that's a little bit, I mean, it's a bit racist, isn't it?
A bit racist.
Yeah, well, you know, a bit divisive, I guess.
No, it's the complete opposite of that. It's about representation and inclusion.
Okay.
And this is kind of filling the gap of westernized English-speaking Asian characters.
It fills the back pages.
In a very, very long time.
Okay, fair enough, I understand that. But it also fills the back pages of our Sunday papers with stories about, hey, it's our very own crazy rich Asian over here. That's been happening a wee bit this last weekend. Thought that was pretty lame.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's not part of the movie, obviously.
What are you doing reading those society pages for? They give you nothing but heartache.
heartache and shallow filth.
No, Crazy Rich Asians is great. It's not a reinvention of the wheel by any stretch, but it's a fun, breezy rom-com that you get invested in the characters, and it was cool, yeah.
Nice to celebrate opulence as well.
Well, it's kind of a Cinderella story. It's not like the main character is this woman who is dating this young scion of a family, and it's about how sort of her being all freaked out by that. So it's not necessarily about how great it is to be rich or anything. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. But I have to go right at the second. I'm sorry. I've just got an appointment that I need to go and do now, so I'm going to bid you adieu.
Right.
And talk to you next week.
Have you seen Meg Time Squad?
No.
No. Okay, I'll talk about that when you're gone. Right, thank you.
Cool. See you, mate.
After your appointment.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian
Fanboy. I think Tim Van Damme's awesome.
Good. Go to your appointment.